With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfree. The first of five walls that together will create a veterans monument in the northern Black Hills town of Spearfish has been unveiled. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jim Kent has the story.
The goal of the Spearfish Veterans Monument is to build a lasting tribute to the men and women of Spearfish who served in the U.S. military. Doug Henwood is on the committee that's creating the monument. He served for 23 years in the Air Force and is part of a family with a long history of military service. But Henwood says that's not unusual for residents of Spearfish or of South Dakota.
During the Second World War, there were 388 residents from this town serving. South Dakota, there was 49% of the male population in uniform at the close of the Second World War.
Henwood says the monument will consist of five walls representing the five-pointed star on the American flag. But contrary to reports in the media, though all five branches of the military are represented in the names on each wall, Henwood says each wall isn't designated for a particular branch of service.
We're honoring the men and women, not the wars, not the conflicts. It's just the men and women, because a lot of these folks served 2-4 years of their life in the service, but never went to no combat zones or anything like that. Are they any less a veteran than those that serve? No, they're a veteran. They took the time out of their life to put a uniform on and serve this country, and that's what we're honoring.
The first 12-by-12-by-7-foot-high black granite wall contains 968 names dating back to the Spanish-American War. Henwood says each additional wall, costing $37,000 apiece, will be added as funds are donated for the project. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.
There is a winter weather advisory for the northern Black Hills until 11 o'clock Mountain tonight. Cloudy and windy, snow likely in the northern hills, northeast and east central. Chance at snow elsewhere. Lows between 0 and 5 above northeast to lower 20s in the southwest. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance at light snow in the west.